Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 21, we'll read verses 10 through 15. The Bible says, "And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. When the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased." I find this event in Scripture very, almost perplexing. It's one of the neatest passages, and it has such a wonderful truth that if you'll get it today, I believe it will help you. Jesus comes to Jerusalem, and he is being talked about by the people, and he goes into the temple. And when he goes into the temple, he sees people set up like vendors. They're selling their wares and making money. And he goes in and he kicks over the tables, and then he kicks the chairs over where those that sold doves were at. They were not there to learn about God. They were there for money. They were there to build a business. They weren't there to do the things of God. And what I find interesting is this. As soon as he's done kicking the tables over and chasing these business people out, Jesus begins to heal the blind and lame people as they come to him. Here's Jesus now, calm and healing people. Just a few minutes ago, he was kicking tables over, chasing people out, saying, yeah, yeah. Which of these is the real Jesus? I'm here to tell you that both are the real Jesus. The Jesus that loved deeply and tenderly and healed blind and lame people is the same Jesus that raised his voice and kicked over the tables and chairs and chased out the vendors at church. Contrary to liberals and denominationalists who only show Jesus walking around peacefully, talking quietly, Jesus had a tough side. All through the Bible, you see this tough and tender side of Jesus. It almost seems like Jesus had a little Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde syndrome. Why was Jesus back and forth with this tough and then tender? Well, we humans are much the same way. We have strengths and sometimes we have weaknesses. We have positives and we have negatives in our life. I like saying it this way. We have assets, but with every asset, there's a liability. You can't have all strength in your life. Every strength that you have has a liability attached to it. Let me show you what I mean. A disciplined person has that asset of discipline, but he has the liability of being very rigid about rules. The asset of being compassionate has the liability of compromising easily. The asset of meekness has the liability of not really being real exciting and sometimes lazy. The asset of strong leadership has the liability of being just a bit stubborn. The asset of being patient has the liability of letting people take advantage of you. The asset of being decisive has the liability of being unchangeable. The asset of boldness has the liability of being loud and boisterous, sometimes without thinking. The asset of aggression has the liability of impatience. The asset of zealousness has the liability of hurting people without thinking. The asset of being playful and fun has the liability of not always saying things appropriately. The asset of tenderness has the liability of depression. The asset of having a charismatic personality has the liability of being impetuous. The asset of someone with drive has the liability of someone who's frequently in trouble. The asset of someone who's an organizer has the liability of someone who doesn't handle change well. The asset of a hard worker has the liability of may not being home as much as you'd like them to be. You see, we need to realize that attached to every strength or asset is a liability. You cannot separate them. The asset loses its strength if you try to remove the liability that goes with it. You can't have a fire that warms you without having the potential of being burned. The water that refreshes the world also has the potential of drowning or flooding you. Let me give you a few thoughts very quickly. Number one, learn to thank God for strength. Look at people's strengths and be thankful for them. When the liability shows or expresses itself, remind yourself of the strength behind it. Learn your own strengths so you can work on your weaknesses. Learn your assets so you can work on your liabilities. Let's focus on strengths and not weaknesses. Don't just accept a liability. Be thankful for the liability because of the asset that accompanies it. Number two, don't try to remove the liability. When you remove the liability, you remove the strength. When you remove the negative in electricity, you remove the power. That liability is what makes that asset worth having. Don't endure or just accept the liability. Be thankful for it. Learn to thank God for the liability because it's part of the strength. Instead of griping and complaining, how about let's thank God for it? And number three, the liability of another's asset that bothers you is because it's your strength. Use your strength to help someone else shore up their liability. You see, someone who has discipline needs your compassion. Someone who has meekness needs your boldness. Someone who has zealousness needs your organization. Let others' strengths build your weakness. Do you realize that you bother someone else as much as they bother you? Because your strength is their liability, and vice versa. Use your strength to shore up their liability and allow their strength to shore up your liability. This is a wonderful way to live. By the way, this is how you build a great team in marriage. This is how you build great children. This is how you build a great team on a church staff or a work staff. You allow everybody to have assets and liabilities, and we begin to thank God for them. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.